Let's take a closer look at derivational affixes. Derivational affixes produce a change in word class, or they make a change in meaning. For example, the addition of the prefix un to healthy alters the meaning of healthy, and the resulting word means not healthy. If you add er to garden, it changes the meaning of garden, which is a place where plants and flowers grow, to a word that refers to a person who tends to a garden. Please note that all prefixes are derivational. I'll say that again. All prefixes are derivational. However, suffixes may be either derivational or inflectional. Some common things are that words ending with shun are often nouns. Please note often, not always. Words ending with iv are often adjectives. Words ending with ish are often adjectives. And word endings with itty are often nouns. This is nothing you have to memorize or know. Word class you discover by the position that the word has within a sentence. So this is nothing you have to memorize at all.